Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
There's a couple things that are sort of ethereal out there. Concerts and festivals may very well run headlong into the price of eggs.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show right here on the Rock School Radio Network. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
Keep in mind, at all points in time, we are brought to you, at least in part, by the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Up front, let's lay some ground rules out here. We are recording this show on the 12th of April. So the things I'm going to talk about could very easily change before you listen to this show. Right now, Donald Trump has paused his tariffs 90 days, except for some pretty big tariffs he left on China. As far as I know, there are still 10% tariffs, even though they've been paused, 10% tariffs on just about every country that was tariffed in the original, what do you call it, Liberation Day? He is happy because it is bringing people to the table to negotiate, which I think was the idea all along. Not sure it had to be done in a strong arm way, but I think that's what he wanted.
Right.
I had this show in my head and ready to go right after Liberation Day. I just wanted to see what happened. So I'm going to go forward with the show anyway, even though the tariffs have been pulled back because China is, what are we talking, 100, 114? He might as well just make it blabbity-bloom.
$1 billion.
That's right. $40 billion. If the tariffs stay in place, if the tariffs in China stay in place, what does that mean for the music industry? And I thought, well, geez, I'm the first person to ever think of this topic. It's all over the place. The one I found that was really well put together, and I have to give him credit here. His name is Gavin Perry. He wrote a piece on Medium.com, 10 Ways Mammoth Tariffs Could Shake the Music Industry. I'm not going to list them all for you because I don't need them all to make the points. What I'm going to do is sort of reference some of the things he's done, but know that this originally started with Gavin Perry on Medium.com. His first thing was, and he's right, instrument prices are going to skyrocket.
Whoa.
Now, look, some instruments are made in the United States. For example, Gibson guitars.
Ooh, get you a Gibson.
They are American-made. Memphis, Tennessee, hollow bodies. We've toured that plant.
Yes, we did.
Nashville. Now, some people were like, Kalamazoo, Michigan. No, they moved it. They moved it. It's all now in Nashville. However, the original building that held the Gibson guitars in Kalamazoo, Michigan, is now Heritage Guitars. A lot of people who worked for Gibson simply stayed in Kalamazoo and began this new idea of Heritage Guitars. But if you want an acoustic, you need to go to Bozeman, Montana. So Memphis for the hollow bodies, Nashville for the solid bodies. They do also do hollow bodies there in Nashville. If you want an acoustic, you go to Bozeman, Montana. I'm almost positive the reason they're that high is because of the idea of humidity.
Oh, yeah.
It's a much more cleaner climate. Yeah.
Humidity.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, a Gibson is built here in the United States. However, it's a simple Google search. They must source their wood from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Where is it coming from?
Four different places. Guatemala, India, Indonesia, and Mexico.
I didn't hear China.
Well, therein lies the problem once again. They source some of their component parts from China. Now, the thought process, according to the president, is that it will come here and be built here. And it's entirely possible Gibson will be able to find a source here in the United States. The concern is that Gibson is probably intensely picky on the specifications of the pickups and the capacitors and the resistors and
They have to be thrilled right now.
Why
thinking,
is that?
Because thinking that they're going to get so much more business.
Oh, the companies here in the United States?
Think about all these cheap guitars that people are ordering from China. They're terrible.
Well, I'm going to talk about that. You're talking about the Timu guitars?
Oh, I'm talking about them, yes.
We'll talk about that later in the show. Here's the thing. Gibson has, you know, a red-headed stepchild little brother called Epiphone. The problem is all Epiphones, calm down, I know it's not all of them, but a ton of the Epiphones are made in Qingdao, China. Spell that Qingdau, Qingdao, China. If you want to buy an Epiphone, it's about $500 to about $2,000. I mean, you get up in the 2000, you're talking Black Beauty, Epiphone, Les Paul knockoffs with three pickups and If indeed the tariffs stay in place on an Epiphone, it will essentially double the cost of it, which means you're paying the same amount of money as you would for a Gibson, so buy a Gibson here.
Yeah.
To which you say, well, that's fantastic, except if there's a tariff on the wood from Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Mexico, and on the parts that are coming in, unless they have them sourced here in the United States. That's what we're up against. And I have much, much more how this could affect. But again, he, the president at this time, has stopped them except for a 10%. My question is, can we eat a 10% rise in the cost of guitars? As a person who buys guitars, yes. The answer is an unequivocal yes. Tammy, how many guitars does one man need?
One more.
Just one more.
Just one more.
Let's play some songs dealing with music. How about For the Love of Money? Hey, didn't he have a television show that used this as the theme song? Yeah. See how I bring everything together in a tight bow? Right here on Rock School. Talking about tariffs on the show today, even though they've been pulled at the time of this recording, I mean a swipe of a pen and poof, there they are, they're right back. If those who have come to negotiate don't like what's being done, but on the same aspect, China is not bending the knee. I talked about the idea of how it's going to affect the price of instruments. It goes so much deeper than guitars, but let me talk about one more guitar. If you are a guitarist, you obviously know Fender guitars, to be honest with you. Everybody probably knows Fender guitars. The Stratocaster may very well be the best-known instrument guitar in the whole wide world. Fender is generally broken into two groups, those who love Fenders, the American-made Fenders, and the Mexican-made Fenders. Now, look, I know some are made in Japan as well, but you really have to be something else to be throwing Japan into that thing. It's usually the American or the Mexican Fenders. You can stop typing if you love the Japanese-made Fenders. The Mexican Fenders are usually $600 to $900. The American Fenders are usually $1,400 to $2,000. And yes, I know it can go substantially higher and it can go a touch lower, but that's, I just jumped on Sweetwater.com and I said, show me Mexican Fenders.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the price has landed. And they may have been showing me something else. All three building points, USA, Mexico, and Japan, all source their parts from China, especially their lower-end guitars. Now, what some people will tell you about buying an American Fender is it is better quality, better wood, better this, better that. I've never felt that way. I have played a Mexican Fender. I've played an American Fender. I'll be honest with you. I would take the Mexican Fender and be just happy enough with it.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah. Some people are of the opinion that they don't do the fret work well enough. They usually don't use exotic enough woods down there. The reason some people, and I think they're right, that these Mexican Fenders are so much cheaper is because labor costs, flat out. And one of the selling points, and it is a selling point, I used to teach, I don't do the class anymore, but I used to do a class on writing commercials. And people are always, you know, low price wins, low price wins. That's absolutely not true. If you can prove a high price is worth the money, you usually can charge a higher price.
Right.
You know, I used to talk about beer, Michelob Ultra. It's just the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, Michelob Dark is just the greatest thing in the world. It sits in the barrel, I think, another day or something like that. And people, if they spend more money, will tell themselves they're better. I've played them both. I could play them both. And the thing is, if I'm saving a grand, well, I'll just pay somebody to do the fretwork.
Or you'll just wait and save up the money to get the one you want.
That's true. That's true.
It's an instrument.
All of the schools that have music programs, they have to buy their instruments. My son just, you know, he started college now, but he played tuba in the high school band. And they had to have a tuba for him. Well, where do all those come from? Oh, American-made companies. You're dreaming. It came from Chinese companies. Replacement parts come from Chinese companies. Why? Cheap. And these tariffs are just going to eat that. If the tariff goes back on Mexico, you can look at a Fender from Mexico as being, you know, same price as one here from America. Moving on to synthesizers. If you bought a synthesizer, there's a real good chance you bought either a Moog, or Moog is actually how it's pronounced. Asheville, North Carolina is where they make them. They source all the parts from China. Roland synths and guitar equipment comes from Japan and Taiwan. Taiwan had a huge tariff on it, but Taiwan is here. Where do they get their parts? Want to take a guess?
China.
Yep. Waldorf, Jonix, and Vermona are all made in Germany, but again, where do their parts come from? Yeah, you guessed it. China. That is the concern. So 10%, let's say you want to buy one. Let's say you got a $500 synthesizer. That's a good synthesizer. And it's X price. Well, double the price of all the components. Double the price of, or not double the price. Yeah, you probably would double the price of shipping because you got to eat that 10% that he's got on there. Now, all of a sudden, that synthesizer is $650. You and I are late in our life. We've been saving money. We could probably eat that $150.
Right.
What about a working musician? Could he or she eat that $150? Or do we need to make the old one work a little bit longer?
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
There you go. Let's play something. How about Aerosmith? Eat the Rich, here on Rock School.
Wake up, kid, it's 7:30, the youth ain't nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth, you gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate.
Coming into the first break here on the Rock School Show, what else could be thumped by these tariffs? Vinyl. Vinyls, I hate to keep calling it a comeback because it's been doing it for so long, but people love vinyl. You go into Target, you go into Walmart, there are now racks that looked a lot like the, you know, the Ben Franklin or the Kmart when I was growing up.
TGNY.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They have all of the vinyl in there and people absolutely want it. I don't think they use it to listen to. When Taylor Swift's last one came out, the Tortured Poets Department Society, I don't know, group on the weekend, I think they buy it because it's a collector's item. Not because they are physically going to put down a needle and listen to it.
Because they want something to buy.
Yeah. And on top of that, I know there are people that do sit and listen to vinyl. But I think it's low in the whole thing. You're buying a collection here. That's what Joe thinks, at least. Is vinyl's recovery going to be harmed? Absolutely. We do have vinyl pressing companies here in the United States.
That's all I see are places in the States.
Right, but that's not where they're all done. The U.S. indeed presses the most vinyl. Want to take a guess at who's second?
China?
Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Canada's in the top five. By the way, so is Poland. Good for you, Poland.
They had to find something to do, right?
Japan is where most of the discs are cut, the plates that mm-hmm. were pushed together. China is either the number one source for vinyl or in the top five, because how do you list it? China not only sends us the vinyl, China sends us the chemicals to make the vinyl. So again, how much do you want to pay for a record? Let's say that Taylor Swift record was $20. Will you pay $29? Will you pay $30? Target's got to make its money. It has employees. It's got to pay them. You got to keep the lights on. I don't know. There's always that point, and it's ethereal. No one knows what it is. You know, would you pay $50 to get an A in this course? Yes. Would you pay $20,000? No. Okay, so the answer, that tipping point, is somewhere between $50,000 and $20,000. Let's find it. And I think that's what businesses do. What are people willing to pay? And then this outside force comes in. Then we may have some trouble. Who's listening to us?
KSCL, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Brilliant. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, once again, I'm grabbing general topics from Gavin Perry on Medium.com. He's got a great article, 10 Ways Mammoth Tariffs Could Shake the Music Industry. And I agree with his word. They were mammoth, and I know by now they're pulled down, but by the time you listen to this, they could be back up. He states, DIY artists could feel the crunch. This is me. I have a recording studio here. I've got a Presonus board, I've got a ThinkCenter computer, I've got gorgeous JBL speakers, and I'm surrounded by guitars and basses. If anything goes to heck, I have to buy a new piece, because, you know, I can't repair these things.
You need to learn how to repair. Thank you, YouTube.
You expect me to repair this board?
Yes.
If you told me this digital audio board works because a wizard lives inside of it, I'd have no reason but to agree with you.
I don't know why you are so excited to tear other things apart and repair it, but that scares you. Why?
Anything analog, a guitar, just simple wires. I rewired a big section of the house last year, I think it was. See, I got bit twice. Those are analog things. This is digital. It's like I used to be able to repair my car because it was just a big lawnmower. Now, you think my Ford F-250, you think if I pop that hood, I could do anything in there?
Can you pop the hood?
It takes me a while to do it, but unless I open that hood and there's a giant on-off switch, mm-hmm. And I just go, oh, here it is, click. I can't do it. I can tell you that a buddy of mine, Dave, who has helped me, I can't tell you how many times, he does modifications on DI boxes, like for bass guitars. Mm-hmm. He also does modifications on microphones. I have a couple of his microphones. I mean, he makes a little bit of a living doing it. Where does he get every single part?
Where?
China.
Oh.
Now, he buys his through Alibaba.
Mm-hmm.
Alibaba, Temu, what's the one our daughter uses?
Shein.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Shein.
Is it?
Because I'm down with the kids. They used to do very well because of what was known as a de minimis clause. The de minimis clause inside of tariffs stated, if the item was under $800, it was exempt from tariffs. Guess what Trump's tariffs did? Closed it. There is no longer a de minimis clause. That goes across the board because he can't just close it for China.
Mm-hmm.
But now Shein and Temu have 100%, you know, tariff plus, and they've got this de minimis clause closed up. So will my daughter on Shein, I give her $50, you know, because we do this every so often. She has success and, you know, here's $50. Go on Shein and buy some stuff. And
it is junk.
It's junk. It is. And she knows that. So she uses it for a little bit and then it's gone. It's disposable plastic stuff.
Terrible.
Well, you know, but hey, she's 18. You know, good for you. What's she going to do now that everything is twice the price? I can tell you, you suggested about working on guitars and such. I have seen this one up close as well. I was thinking seriously about doing it. If you buy, and it's just a very short search of the internet, if you buy a Temu guitar, and some of them look great, people are buying them. You can buy something that looks like an Ibanez for $80. And you get it, and you're like, oh, the frets are terrible. And usually the wood and the finish are really good. So what you do is you spend $80. You pop out the pickups. You pop out the wiring. You put in real capacitors. You put in real potentiometers. You put in a decent set of, say, DiMarzio pickups. File down the frets and put in some new locking tuners. And all of a sudden, you've blown $250, $300 on it. So for this Ibanez that would have cost you $600, $700, you now have kind of a neato equivalent, and people have turned them into something wonderful.
Well.
Right. Now, why do that?
Why do that?
It's going to cost you too much. It's going to cost you too much. Gonna pay. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, see me in my Freudian slip.
Pay to play.
That's right. Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run on Rock School.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing bad.
Okay, rolling into the bottom of the hour, just a little bit late, talking about tariffs. I'm Joe Burns, you are.
Tammy Burns.
There's a couple things that are sort of ethereal out there. Concerts and festivals may very well run headlong into the price of eggs. Eggs went from $2 up to $6. And I've heard this, it's just not that much money. I get it. But when you're dealing with and you and I have been there, we have been at bankruptcy's door. I remember one time we found enough change in our cars and around our home, which was an apartment, so we could go out and have the $2.50 Dairy Queen dinner because it came with what? A hamburger, fries, a Coke, and a sundae.
A cone of ice cream.
I think it was a sundae because I remember getting strawberry thinking, well, there's my dessert right there. So we've been
there. There's your fruit right there.
Is strawberry a fruit? I think it's a berry. These ideas of people wanting to go to a concert, if prices rise 10 to, say, 90%, that's disposable income they just don't have. We've already seen this after COVID. People needed to cut where they could, and one of the things they got rid of was their subscription to Netflix, Spotify, Pandora, that kind of stuff. And I'm going to talk about touring after we do 7 days and 70 seconds, but cross-nation touring might just have to absolutely stop. And you're like, well, what in the world is cross-nation touring? Hang tight. I'll talk to you in a minute. But first, here be the dates for 7 days and 70 seconds, April 14th all the way through April 20th. Tammy has got Monday. Go ahead.
April 14th, 2005, John Fred of John Fred and his Playboy Band, who had a number one hit with Judy in Disguise with Glasses, dies at age 63. You know what? He's from Hammond, Louisiana, where we record this show.
My second year of employment here at this university,
yes,
was the university's 75th anniversary.
Wow, you've been here a long time.
I have. I need to get out more. I voiced the 75th year deal, and I remember them taking me backstage and all that, and there was John Fred. And I got to shake his hand, and a heck of a nice guy. Absolutely. He understood how fantastic it was. April 15th, 1967, Nancy and Frank Sinatra saying something stupid, because I love Woo, goes to number one. By the way, it's the only father-daughter song to ever hit the charts at the top.
April 16, 2018, Kendrick Lamar's album, Damn, wins the Pulitzer Prize for Music, making him the first rapper to win the award.
Pulitzer, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it, Pulitzer.
April 17, 1970, Paul McCartney releases his first solo album, McCartney, aptly named. Paul played all the instruments himself.
April 18, 1985, Liberace breaks the single amount raised for a concert when his show at Madison Square Garden pulls $2 million.
April 19, 2002, Jeepster by T-Rex becomes the first song identified by Shazam. At that time, you had to have it recorded, call a phone number, and then it sent you a text to tell you what the song was. But got it right. And then April 20th, 1976, George Harrison joins Monty Python on stage in New York City's City Center. Dressed as a Canadian Mountie, he sings the chorus for the Lumberjack song. He is never credited, and a lot of people didn't even know it was him. And that wraps up 7 days and 70 seconds. Okay, what in the world is cross-nation touring? If you're in a van and you're just driving city to city here in the good old U.S. of A., you shouldn't have any tariff trouble. I mean, we make enough oil to power the cars. I know we can become energy independent. I don't think we are quite yet, but we can get there. The problem is you'd like to go into Canada and hit a couple of the major cities up there. Well, that's cross-nation tourism or cross-nation touring. What is it going to cost when you're flying an airplane? Just do a real quick Google search. I did. Do a real quick Google search about what are these tariffs doing to the cost of airplane flight. And you think to yourself, well, you know, you're emanating from here in America. Yeah, but you're landing in Rome, or you're landing in Toronto, or you're landing in Guangzhou, China.
Uh-huh.
So therein lies the problem. You think here in America, it's Canada, it's Mexico. What if you go to Europe? Now, all of a sudden, you're leaving from the UK to France to Italy, and then up you're going to hit Sweden, and you're going to hit Poland, and you're going to hit Belarus, and you're going to...
Okay, hit me.
The numbers would change wildly, and it could be that a lot of countries just stop getting bans because the tariff is too high.
Wow.
Yeah, there lies that thing. Okay, we got to play another song. Jeez, I thought I picked one. Didn't I pick one? Yeah, I did. Donna Summer. She works hard for the money here in Rock School. Coming into the second break, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of out in a field and all alone on this topic because I could not get anyone to reach a consensus on what it actually means with the tariffs. At least if the tariffs are huge, I still have my Spotify for $5. I think it's still $4.99 if you have a student visa.
Isn't that nice?
Or if you have a student an ID. Yeah, Isla. Well, we pay for Isla's. That's my daughter, by the way, ILA. Pretty name. Thank you very much. She came up with it, not me. I would have named her something like a Beatles song.
Ruth.
You know? Yeah, Rita. There you go. Here's my kid, Rita.
Rita the meter maid.
That's right. Well, hey, at least she would have, you know, a career path laid out for her. Anywho, ladies and germs, will you get your Spotify at $5? Well, what if it doubles? And you say, well, it's only $10. What do we pay? $17, $18?
Yeah.
Because we have four people on it, all kids. So now that 18 becomes 36. I mean, again, we're at the end of our careers. We have some money. But what about somebody who's 22, 23? A couple of kids? Eggs are $8. It's something to think about. How does it go up like that? Well, again, I didn't find anything specific, but a lot of people are looking at a supply chain whiplash. I saw that phrase two or three times. Companies like Sonos, Shure, Focusrite, and also multiple companies that simply provide data, like Spotify. You pay money to have access to music. What you're technically doing is taking data. On some server somewhere is a song, which is just ones and zeros.
Right.
And you are asking for access to that. And so you are asking for data. I get it. It's a piece of music. Still data. It's one of the reasons that people went to a 360 over in, Deezer that did it? It was too much money for all of these songs that people are uploading because they're taking up too much space on the drives. That's data. And so the question is, how do these tariffs hit it? Well, some countries like Vietnam and Malaysia made themselves strong enough, made themselves an enticing enough country that people left China and went to Vietnam or Malaysia. Why? Cost. Malaysia said, look, you come here. We'll charge you low. Everything's good. You know,
how they pull you in every
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Did you know that, even you in the audience, did you know that Disney, what's the one in Florida? Disney World? Disneyland?
Yeah,
is
World.
It World?
It's the
yeah,
big one.
Okay. That was supposed to be in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in Louisiana, if you look at the state, there's this big giant lake called Lake Pontchartrain. The first terra firma above that lake was supposed to be where it would be.
Mandeville area.
Yeah, Mandeville, Covington.
Yep.
And it would have been just unbelievable for the state. But the taxes were too high, and this was to this, and this was to that.
And it got weird.
The people down in Kissimmee, Florida, just said, get whatever you want. Whatever you want, just show up. And there it sits. There the thing sits. Same thing here. Vietnam and Malaysia looked at these companies and said, look, we'll do anything. What do you want? You know, bring your stuff here. And they made the money that way. Here's the problem. President Trump just slapped a 87%, what have you. Did the price just go back up to China? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And what if China, hear me out. What if China steps forward? This is supposed to hurt China so bad they'll quit. What if China steps forward and says, if you bring your stuff back here, we'll charge it so low that even with the tariffs, you save money over Vietnam and Malaysia. See, I think some of that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be with the tariff? Okay, fine. We'll just charge you this much so it's still worth buying from us.
Wow.
Will that happen? I don't know. I ain't an economist. I know a beer is $6 at my favorite restaurant. Go ahead. Who's listening to us?
KSKQ, Ashland, Oregon.
Excellent. Back in a minute. Here in Rock School. Well, we've been yakety-yakking so much, I think we're going to have to make this the last break. You asked me during that commercial run, if Spotify becomes too expensive, if all of that becomes too expensive.
Because every time you're playing a song, like you said,
data.
You're mining data for that song, right?
It wouldn't surprise me if the cost model didn't change. In the same way, when you get a cell phone, you pay for X minutes. Hey, these minutes are unlimited. No, they're not.
Isn't radio free?
Read your contract.
Isn't radio playing music for free?
Well, yes, they are. And this is what I thought was an interesting thing. Would Spotify or anything go high enough so that people just start listening to the radio again?
Would it drive people back to radio?
If the radio offered them what they wanted.
What do they want?
Well, they want to have all this new music, they want to have simple choices and all of that, and if a radio station is owned by a conglomerate, and that radio station decides to play only well-researched music, all the Phil Collins,
all the
Kenny
hits.
Loggins, and Michael McDonald, you can stand, it's not going to be attractive. People will go to their own music. They'll buy music again. Remember, according to Spotify, the average number of songs that a person listens to over the years, over a course of a year, is 178.
Mm-hmm.
The people that say, well, I like all kinds of music. You know, here's some Norwegian black death metal. Would you like that? People just don't listen to that many songs. I think if a radio station decided to go local, and you have little pockets of this. The radio station we're on is a college station. So it does this. Also, like WWOZ in New Orleans does this. It's extremely local.
Mm-hmm.
And it plays from local people and such. But it's not that national radio station. Let's not draw listeners. Let's just not offend anyone who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you can argue with me. What that really means if you're a radio person. I'm fine with that because it's not an opinion everybody has. And by the way, it's well laid out in my book, which is called We'll Try and Get That On For You, My Life in Personality Radio. It's available everywhere. You should go buy one. You'd make me a very happy human being. Anywho, Trump appears to have gotten what he wants. People are coming. It seems they're bending the knee. See, I get the feeling this could have been what they did from the beginning.
Eggs are down. The price of gas is down.
Seems to be that way.
Oil controls everything.
Everything. I think so. Absolutely. The problem is the oil for China. Do they buy oil from us? I doubt it.
Maybe they should.
I'll bet they get their oil from the Middle East and or Russia, which has tariffs upon it. China's not doing it. They've got a monster tariff on them. Now, my question is, will China come to the table or will they just simply act against their own self-interest? Because I'm telling you, what little I saw on the internet, and of course, everything I read on the internet is right.
So true.
China needs us far more than we need China. Because the American market's the number one. We are consumer crazy. It is the number one market, and if China won't supply it, I guarantee there's 10 other countries that would be more than pleased to tap into this market. To say that all industry is going to come here, it probably will, but how long is it going to take for the buildings to be built and for them to actually start producing product? My guess is it'll be the end of Trump's term, because he's going to get termed out, obviously. But another country probably is ready to go. This could be a boon for places like Mexico and
love for Mexico to step up and be the one.
I'll tell you what, if Trump would just go to Greenland, I hate getting political.
You just said that.
If Trump would go to Greenland and instead of, we're going to show up and take you over, if he looked at them and said, we want to build a base here and we want to buy a ton of these minerals that you did, I'll bet Greenland would have said, yeah. Okay, let's rock and roll. But it's all being done with kind of a fist. And that, yeah, it may be a financial boom for somebody. I try to keep my political views. I have them. I vote. But I try to keep them off the air as much as I can, so I will stop there. So you got an idea. Maybe your instruments are going to get more expensive. The question is, every man needs just, every woman too, just needs one more guitar. Can you afford it? I can, but can my students? Therein lies the question. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
The end. Class is dismissed.